This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Germany's fining Twitter for all they're worth, boob violations, honking violations, a truck spill, and emu soccer. Let's do it.
John Boy Jake Radio, the only show you'll ever need.
Okay, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to John Boy and Jake Radio, episode number 349. Jake, a new format, a little bit back.
High and tight. Like when I get my hair cut, that Jess actually hates. She says I look like a military man when I get my hair cut.
You get it very tight.
I get it tight, but I mean, military man. Look at my outfits and anything else.
There's a level of tightness that if you don't have like a real fade,
right,
you do look, it's like a little boy or military haircut.
I'm a little boy, and she has to know what she signed up for. So yeah, good to be back with the JJR crew and a little, you know, timing is everything in life. Went to Baltimore last Friday. And meant the couple that sent us the crocheted JJR thing that used to fall off the wall every episode and one of the nicer gifts we've ever gotten.
That's got to be on our front mantle when you get off the elevator, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it's there. So the new iteration, I've been talking about this in other places and saying I wanted to bring it back, is it's more like a weekly top of the charts trending topics that you and
What's
I are going to discuss. What's happening? Yeah. Try to land around close to 30 minutes. I think it's still not going to be a tight, but it's not going to be the two-hour things. If we do drafts or lineups, that'll come later. For the most part, it's like we got the social team helping us. This is what's going on in the world of the internet, and we're going to give our take on it and maybe some life updates along the way. And we'll be using it to bring in thirds every now and then, to bring in Kenobio, Paxton.
Experts in the field.
Yeah. The Ice Boys, Jolly, Panic, whoever's involved. Yeah, I do really like this.
It's
one
incredible.
Of my favorite things that we've been given from.
Was it Trent? You know, I think his name was Trent.
It's awesome.
But yeah, they just had a baby. Their baby was at the game. So it was an emotional experience for all of us.
Wonderful.
And they were like asking if JJR was back. And I was like, kinda.
Yeah. It's going out on the podcast feed still. So you can listen to audio only. And then it's going to be on YouTube. And it's going to replace one of the watch-ins, I think, for now. As we just continue to shift and all that. So I think it's been a year, really. Or maybe it's been 11 months since.
I think I saw May 25th was the last episode. So just under a year.
You're married now.
I am married since the last episode, yes.
Okay. All right, you want to get into it? Which one's calling out to you? You can choose the first order.
Wow. I kind of like this California woman who was cited for honking loses her First Amendment case. I feel like the East Bay Times has come up a lot in JJR. Like, I'm having a flashback seeing that. So I wonder if they're like a JJR type news place, like they do real news, but they don't do real news.
Well, I lived in the East Bay, so I think I use like a Reddit, multi-subreddit collection to find stories. And I think that I have like that region from way back.
Okay.
But this is an interesting case. So it says she was cited for honking and then she loses her First Amendment case. The actual story is there was a protest going on and she drove by slowly and honked 14 times as she drove past outside the office. Oh, sorry.
An estimated 14 times.
Sorry. There wasn't a protest going on and she was honking at the protesters. She just drove by this dude's office and honked 14 times as a protest. So she got cited for it. She didn't end up getting fined because the sheriff who gave her the ticket didn't show up in court. Because he was like, no, I don't. No, that's not worth that time at all. And then she sought damages or she sued when she said now she's scared to honk because she might get sued again, I believe. Is that what she said?
Expressive honking is what she labeled it. And to go through the chaos of the good and bad of our world, This article that we're reading was published April 10th, 2023, so 2 days ago. This started in 2017. That's when the honking took place. So we're 6 years deep in this.
They're probably just bleeding her dry with lawyer bills.
Which is incredible and sad. Where we landed, honking is not a First Amendment right. I completely agree. Because you're not speeching.
Not in California.
It's
in the Bronx,
not speeching.
It is.
That's interesting because I've seen that. I've seen people communicate with honks. But it's not speech.
This is just where they're trying to let common sense win out. You can't drive by a house and honk angrily 14 times, especially if she's
approximately 14 times.
Especially she's. I don't think it was approximate. I think that she did this every day, and they had it on video, and they. I think there's video of it, and they
like
counted
one
the 14.
Day was 13, and they had to throw out the 14.
But the day that they have it on video, it was 14 exactly.
Okay.
So she sued. She's fear of getting cited again because, yes, censoring herself by refraining from using her vehicle horn for expressive purposes, including but not limited to expressing support for political protests, rallies, or demonstrations. Lady, you ever seen a man on a milk carton? Just get a megaphone and drive by and say whatever you want with your voice if you really want to be an obnoxious person. I had a megaphone in high school. We would drive around and yell at people.
We had a megaphone in the warehouse that would have high and low runs. That
too echoey in there. You can't even hear it.
It hits a chord with you that, yeah, you just move on from the honk.
Don't honk.
Don't
honk. I like having a honk. When I was in high school, I had my own honk. So if I drove by one of my friend's house and they heard it, they would text me and be like, where are you going? And I would go, beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Like if I did that to David or Brad right now, I'd ask them what was my honk. They would know that, I think.
If that was your honk or that indicated where you were going.
They would.
I got two things.
If I was to say, do you remember what my beep was?
Right.
I think they would
say. The labeling beep.
Huh?
You phrased that at first like you... That your beep signified where you're going to communicate.
No, no, I said they would text me.
Labeled you.
They would text me knowing I just drove past their house, and they would ask me like, "Hey, where are you heading?" Because they knew it was me.
Gotcha.
Driving by.
Gotcha. So yeah, again, I don't think that's speech. I think that's like, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, but if that got taken away from me,
right?
I wouldn't go to court. I'd just be like, "Fuck." That's how I said hi to guys. Mm. Yeah. Good job by the law. She lost. Seems like a sucky person.
Where are you going, Jim?
I mean, this. Speaking of women getting in trouble, this OnlyFans account, she was walking around with her boobs out in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
No, no, Jake. She says, of course it's some jealous bitches who complained about my tits. Like, shut the hell up and let me make my money.
Yeah.
You're a guy that likes being topless and sexy.
Well, that's the thing. She's not naked. Well, we kind of have to read. Oh, my God. This website. Talk about your pop-ups. It's gotten to a real tricky place. I spend too much time on Instagram. And, I mean, you can see you can see everything on
she
there.
She didn't have her nipples showing?
No, she's not naked. She's when she says she has her boobs out, she's showing cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I'm very much on her side. End of the day, Kiki, who's selling farts on social media, welcome to 2023.
Again, this is something that's happened in Hong Kong that isn't even double looked at in the Bronx.
Right.
You see a lot of people walking around in, with their bras and sports bras. Not all
anywhere
filming
in the world.
Themselves.
A lot of those people aren't selling farts.
And that's their bad. You can sell a fart.
That's
dude.
Their. They can try.
How
at
about
least.
That fart in the video we just posted? That was like a comical fart you had.
Yeah, the editors when they go, which is always
you can't
a funny
fart
thing.
On camera. And not. I think they're not going to post it.
Didn't fart. and that's like Kiki right here. She's not showing nip, which is kind of where we've landed as a society. these days that, you know, that kind of crosses the line. So,
is
yeah.
Free the Nipple still going? Chelsea Handler, Free the Nipple?
I mean, I think the good, you know, she's wearing a lace top with a very thick fur coat. I don't know. End of the day, this is posted by the Daily Star. I think they're getting their click. I think she's getting her click.
Maybe we get our click.
No PR is bad PR, and maybe now we're part of Clickgate that someone's going to post about us talking about this.
And we all win.
It's a click society.
Posts on Twitter.
Selling farts.
In jars. I mean, baseball fans buy dirt.
The dream. Yeah, no, I mean, it's an
commemorative.
Baseball cards. What's the difference between a baseball card and a fart in a jar?
Do you have to authenticate the fart in the jar? Like, does that have to be on video or something?
That's a business that doesn't.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Authentication.
Of all the people that buy the fart in the jar, how many open it up and smell it? Or how many just preserve it?
I think it's
9
out of 10. I think that 10, you run into a person that's kind of a Swedish fish situation for me. Like, it's more like a deathbed situation. Yeah. Like, if we need to tap into it, we will. But otherwise, it's just the spirit that it's here. And if we need it.
How many
need
really
it.
Struggle with it? Like, they want to open it and smell it so bad. Maybe they get too drunk one night. They wake up the next day, it's opened, and they're like, and they don't even remember.
There's drunk. There's, you still remember. Okay. That's a no matter how under it you are. When you go to smell that.
What if you have duct tape and a needle?
Okay.
And you poke a tiny hole. And you sniff it real quick, and then you duct tape it over. Could you?
I think people have done that.
You can slow.
I think you've slow drained farts.
Let's slow sniffing.
I've been a little pissed at Kenobio since the opening day live stream. He brought in Swedish fish, and he gave like the cheeky smile, and I was like, "No, dude."
I explained it to them.
You're
you
too
left
old
and
for that.
I explained to everyone that like they can't do that to you. It's me.
Like if we got ice or one of the kids does that, like I get it. They're like, "Oh, Jake." Jake doesn't have Swedish fish. Kenobio, you're a man.
We got a lot of bag of candy people in this office.
Yeah, but it's not Swedish fish, which is my one.
But he's allowed to like him. Just he can't taunt you with him.
Bring him into the live stream lounge that we're in for 12 hours on opening day. He threw me some.
Yeah, that was you can't do
you
that.
You can't do that.
If you give Jake Swedish fish, you have to do the boo box style and Blue put shut. Them in a container that's sealed shut. That was kind of nice.
It's perfect. It's symbolic of my life.
Can you show people what we're talking about?
I've had these for a while now. Imagine if it opened.
That would be so scary if it opened.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was talking to Llewellyn last night, too. She's helping her. Don't do that, Jake.
It's a strong jar.
Boobock's not going to send a weak jar.
It's a strong jar.
You want to go to a John Boy Jake radio favorite, truck spill?
I think so, as we're a little nostalgic on the return. It felt like there had to be a truck spill. I think we're going to try working some baseball. Maybe we push that, but we've got a truck spill, and it's 40,000 pounds. Ooh, I don't... The first time I clicked it, and there's like giant flames, so I'm a little... That's a little not JJR vibes, but...
40,000 pounds of toxic soil. This is a bad one, I think.
Jesus. Is this part of like how Ohio's just falling apart?
No, this is the soil from Ohio.
This is like the one?
Yeah. A truck carrying 40,000 pounds of contaminated soil from the site of a train derailment in Ohio.
So we've got a truck spill with contained soil that came from a train spill. This is a double spill.
Yeah, yeah. There's a curse going on with this whole thing. The driver sustained minor injuries in the incident. Around 20,000 pounds of the contaminated soil spilled onto the roadway in Berm.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes. This is like an evil plot.
Yeah, dude. I feel there's someone. I think the EPA, I guess, whoever that is, takes care of it. The Earth Petroleum Administration. That some guy has to be so deflated.
Yeah, or some guy is sneaky, Dr. Evil.
Oh, yes, but you just, you know, scavenged 40,000 pounds of toxic land, I guess. You got it on a truck, and that was a whole thing for you, I assume. I assume that's not an everyday task. And then for the truck to roll over, like, whoever delivered that info, I am not jealous of them at all.
Well, the driver did only minor injuries.
Yeah, they're good.
But he was cited for operating a vehicle without reasonable control, which sounds like they just wanted to give him a demerit, but they didn't know how. And it was just like, it basically, that just sounds like, you fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's a little bit you fucked up. Or maybe this guy's, you know, I don't want to say a silly or goofy guy, but I've never heard that sentence before.
No.
Like, sounds like this guy, the driver in the crash, like, made a joke afterward, and he was like, oh, I guess it's falling in the spring. And they were like, you can't make jokes right now. You just crashed the truck, dude.
How far did this get? How far is East Palestine from wherever the spill was?
Ohio is one of those tricky states that it could be 8 hours, it could be 15 minutes.
What's your guess?
I'm going to go like an hour and a half, just enough that they were like, oh, come on, guy.
Dude, it's so close to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I need to do train spill.
What is the EPA? EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
Nice.
Not what I said.
Wait, so it was East Palestine. So same town. So he didn't get far at all? Oh, no. If you go to Google Maps and you look up East Palestine, it's a cool shape. It looks like, I don't know, actually, what it looks like, an evil cat or something. But it's right on the border of Pennsylvania. And it stinks to me that they don't have the border. If I was that town, I'd want, like, there's this leak oil company, which isn't, it's not on town, must be just government land.
Yeah, it's just a gas station.
Is this town screwed?
Yeah, like, I don't even know. I know I've caught bits and pieces of this whole thing, but it's, like, real news, and I think it's, like, scary and sad news, and I think it's, like, a little bit under the table news.
Ooh. Well, a cool town. Like, what's this place?
Like, you can't buy a house in this town right now.
I mean, if you're, like, you know, you believe in the EPA, and you're going to take a, you know, get in while buy low. There's some buy low guys buying up property here. And that might be messed up, but you know there are.
I don't know, man.
All right, maybe I don't know that. You can bring Arnold Schwarzenegger over. This is a video that was like the top video on Reddit. He just fixed a pothole. It's kind of funny because I like the messaging, but also hate it. He tweeted out, today, after the whole neighborhood has been upset about this giant pothole that's been screwing up cars and bicycles for weeks, I went out with my team and I fixed it. I always say, let's not complain. Let's do something about it. Which, like, in certain environments, great messaging, but, like, what am I going to, I mean, I have to go fix potholes now? Like, Arnold, you kind of, like, you know, you're using this as a public campaign, but you're trying to tell the local citizens that they got to go. It's nice if one guy who knows how to do it does it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's there with a guy that fully knows what he's doing. I mean, not to be shots fired at Arnold, which, by the way, I respect what he's doing because, like, I don't think, like, Arnold's not running for a new government or anything, right?
No.
Like, he's out, so he's just, and remember, Arnold had kind of the kookiest, he was the first guy to go full kooky during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, didn't he have, like, a big emu or something in his yard or something? And everyone's like, okay, Arnold. But yeah, Arnold's really in it. His outfit's horrific. His outfit's a good, like, if you got a call that a pothole needs to be fixed, he threw on a pair of boots. He's wearing sweat joggers, a jacket that's leathery and matches the boots. And then there's one cut scene about, yeah, it's about how many seconds into the video?
Can you pause your video at 35 seconds?
About 15 seconds into a video, there's a freeze frame of him because he's wearing sunglasses. And his eyebrows have gone all white, that it's just like a really intense look.
I love the 15-second freeze frame. Can you go to 35 seconds?
Sure.
At 35 seconds?
That form, that outfit?
That's EMAC.
That's shoveling.
That looks like Evan Macris. That could be EMAC to me. You know, 2012 EMAC with the boots, the sweats. And then he had to throw on a jacket because it's kind of cold.
Right.
It's a good look. I think it's a great look.
Evan and Co.
But yeah, I mean, like, thanks. It's really nice that he did that, but telling everyone else, like, you got to do this too. Like, it's tough, man. I don't know how.
Oh, don't go into the comments. There's a lot of, like, real stuff, political stuff,
I won't do that. Yeah. I won't do that, especially new Twitter. Did you fix your Twitter? Do you not have the death anymore?
Correct.
It's awesome.
That was unmanageable.
Can't terrible. Do that. Sometimes I go to a new desktop or laptop, and it's that way.
And I think, like, it's not even going to be Twitter anymore. I know we've got an Elon story, but there was some other Elon story yesterday that he merged. Like, Twitter technically doesn't exist anymore. Like, he merged it with another company he owns.
Mm.
That it's actually that company, and the goal is to make, like, one super company. I think China or another country has it that, like, basically they were saying that, like, Uber Eats, Twitter, just every app, like Venmo, like, every app in whatever country this is one app, and that's Elon's, like, end game, is to make, like, the Walmart of apps, basically.
Makes sense that people would try to do that. He's trying to call it X. Because he's got his X Corp, and he wants Twitter to be an everything app. There's good and bad to what Elon's done with Twitter, and there's more bad than good if you're a consumer, if you're just a person that wants to be on it. He's allowing creators to earn revenue on the app, so as a company and media company,
that uses it a lot,
beneficial, because now you're motivated to create content that will perform well on Twitter that maybe doesn't perform well otherwhere. But as, like, a consumer, all the deaths you see now.
The deaths stink. And, I mean, the checkmark thing. It sounds douchey because I think we're technically on the other side of the fence. But, like, a blue checkmark used to mean something. Like, there were times when it meant a very little thing. Like, you'd click on them and be like, oh, I worked at a news station in 2014. And you'd be like, okay, well, that's nice for you. But there's sometimes I'm looking at baseball news. I've been duped like 3 times just because it's like, why are you pretending to be Evan Drellich?
Yeah. Yeah. He needs a gold star. I was going to present what I would do, but it doesn't solve that problem.
Okay.
But I just think the way I try to, like, scour out the check marks, just have a color system for followers. Like, when I tweet something and it blows up and I'm trying to find the source of that,
right?
It'd be much easier if I could, because then I want to say thanks or communicate with that guy or make it, like, I don't care about the, I do. It's a different problem. Your problem is actually who you are. And I think there's easier ways to fix that. You're only allowed one account, blah, blah, blah. But, like, just let me know if a dude, someone's got 500,000 followers and they respond to me. Because that seems like a big deal.
Right.
And I should respond to them. Sometimes I miss, like, engagement that would be cool.
Right. You know?
And other times you see it and you're like, wait, who's this? And then you're like, 10 followers. Like, oh, we just need to differentiate it. Because if you want to pay for Twitter Media Studio or what, everything that comes with the verification badge, it's kind of worth it.
Right.
It just is a bad look. That, like, you're kind, like, what that represented isn't what you're getting.
Yes.
In a way. But to be able to post longer videos, to get the analytics, the monetization, the back end, like, you can use a lot of those features.
That being able to just be purchased now is not a bad thing.
Yeah. There's more you get. But, yeah, it's just, like, crazy. But my main complaint is all the deaths.
No more dead cops.
Have you seen their automatic reply, Twitter? Germany's suing them for, like, all their worth, basically, because they're saying that they brought in hate speech, which is just such a great redemption story for Germany on the whole. Like, 100 years from now, when people get to talk about, you know, Germany in 1920 and then Germany in 2020, like, nice.
Made a good turn.
That's a, what's the glow up? Morality. Moral glow up for the ages.
I saw a friend last night that is teaching in Germany. Her and her mom were getting a drink before seeing Hamilton. And they were on the way back home, so I saw them for 15 minutes, which is nice. Hadn't seen her in 5 years. She's teaching English in Germany. And I was like, what's that like? Because I haven't experienced that. And she's like, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, she's teaching English in Germany. and, like, you know, full-blown English. She, like, doesn't speak German, really, so she's, like, that teacher. And she's like, yeah, you know, it's kind of fine, like, whatever. They, there's some stuff that blows their mind because of, you know, kind of the full 180 they had to do on their military. They're, like, the kids laugh at the fact that, like, Americans have deals that it's, like, veterans get to go to games for, like, discounted prices and stuff. They were like, we don't do that. Like, we don't, like, encourage that. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Taking care of the old or?
Military veterans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking senior citizens.
It's okay.
What? They don't encourage being nice to their military?
Kind of. They think it, like, feeds the beast of the military too much. I don't know. Again, this is
like turns them into, like, repercussionless people in that sense.
I didn't hear those words from my friend that's teaching in Germany, but I don't know. It was just one of those,
like, just implicit special
funny
treatment.
Different scope of where they're coming from with their military and where we've been and are going with ours.
Teaching German, teaching English without knowing German. It's tough.
Tough. 2-year program. She's enjoying it, seeing a lot of Europe.
I've been to Germany, but I don't remember it.
He doesn't remember people, so stop asking him.
I saw a castle there, and I wish I remembered what it was. The guy, the king, or the guy who lived in the castle got shot, but the bullet hit his cigar box.
Mm.
German shot.
Cigar box.
Cigar box. Castle.
Hitler.
Germany's just a bunch of eBay stuff.
Slightly different topic. Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees high A team.
Yeah.
Two different Spencers had 2 home run games.
Spencer Jones.
And Spencer Henson. Bad name. Wow. Spence Hens.
Spenny Hen. That's cool. Do you think they celebrated it?
Yes. 1,000%.
Spencer Henson. Looks like a big boy.
Hmm.
Beer? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
how
we
are
didn't
you doing?
We didn't mention that in the kickoff. MLB games are serving beer through 8 innings now because the games are quicker.
I believe the Brewers started this, which is just really fun wordplay.
I think the A's are doing it too. And I think
when I was in Baltimore this weekend, I saw a sign saying through the 8th.
I think like MLB game the thumbs up. Oh, okay. Let's see. To combat that crunch time, at least 4 teams, by the time this article was written, D-backs, Rangers, Twins, and Brewers extended alcohol sales through the 8th inning. Orioles sold alcohol through the 8th inning or until 3.5 hours after first pitch, which I don't think any game has been 3.5 hours into first pitch in the 7th or 8th inning yet.
That's the full game.
Not new baseball.
I thought this was like, I didn't know this was a team rule. I thought this was
a league rule, right?
Or like a state rule,
right?
Like, hey, if you have this many people in a space, like, even like, do concerts ever stop before the concert ends? I actually don't know that, but
probably. I don't think
that's what I assume.
I don't think in a concert on the way out, so you can like grab
this. Is just
like concerts kind of don't have an official start.
So if they're not being told they have to do this by a higher authority, why did teams not sell beer? It's so much money, right?
I might have an answer for you.
You just have to deal with a bunch of shit? Drunk driving? Or
yeah, there's this article ends with mothers against drunk driving.
Mad.
So yeah, I guess that's part of it. But yeah, MLB did not regulate that, which I very much assume they did.
Yeah.
Because that was just known.
The main picture on this article, are you on the Good Morning Today website?
I am not.
Oh. It was one of the situations where they wrote the same article and just sent it to places because we were reading line for line.
Oh, dude, everything's fucking robots, man.
Great picture for the headline.
Wow.
She's a spokeswoman.
She loves her Bud Light. I don't think it's going to happen for a very long time. But her funeral, someone does say, like, how much did she love having a Bud Light at a baseball game?
She's a Cubs fan, you know? So yeah. You're the lifer.
There's nothing she loved more than being at Wrigley and having a Bud Light. And everyone's like, yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
This article we're reading is from when?
I'm reading it AP article via ESPN via 6:18 a.m.
So mine's from today, too. This picture that we're just talking about right now.
Right.
Is from 2015.
Yeah.
So they just went into like their archive.
Saved Getty Images.
And just like Getty Images or whatever, and just said beer baseball. It's a spring training game in Arizona between the Dodgers and the Cubs from March 11th, 2015. So funny.
Hoping she's...
I'm hoping she's still alive. Otherwise, yes. Imagine you just find your grandma and what? 8 years later?
Stop posting that.
8 years later, your grandma's just drinking a beer on
the... It's a good pic, though. It is a great picture. I mean, you turn the laptop to show
it. It's a great picture, but, like, it's weird because usually...
We're just as guilty here.
But usually, those are, like, players that are archived. It's just a woman.
Lady drinking a beer.
I don't even know her name.
No one did.
Some people knew her name.
They knew a nickname.
I just found out a name that I had never known before. Do you know Shelfie's name?
Oh, I do and I don't. I remember a couple of the things we were planning. They had his name up.
Yeah, Sam showed me the teams. Oh. And I was like, what? Who's that? And she was like, Shelfie.
Kyle? Or what is it?
Dan Robinson?
Dan, yeah. That's right.
But Dan Robinson, I was like, what the?
Yeah. I like it, had learned that maybe the last time we did something with him, and then Sam showed me that same list, and I was like, that's Shelfie, right?
Crazy.
Tough. Where are we at time-wise?
25 minutes.
That's, updates? That's minus 5 minutes.
30?
So we're at 31 right now.
Perfect. Want to talk about these emus playing soccer on the way out?
Kick hard, kick fast.
Emus will fuck you up. Those kids got to be careful. They're like mean birds.
Scary.
And they eat bullets. You can shoot them 8 times. They won't flinch.
Don't care.
John Boy Jake Radio.
See you next week.